This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with last night's GOP presidential candidates debate, which went on without Donald Trump, who is holding a fundraiser in Florida. So last night, the debate candidates went after each other, mostly. The AP's Norman Hall.
Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley took the brunt of the attacks in Wednesday night's GOP presidential debate in Alabama. Haley has recently gotten more interest from donors and voters. Aside from former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, the field did not take aim at former President Donald Trump, who again skipped the event. Christie, who challenged Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to answer directly if he believed Trump was fit or unfit to be president again, was booed by the audience. Biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy raised his hand as a candidate who would support Trump, even if he were convicted of pending federal felonies. I'm Norman Hall.
Who was the gunman who shot and killed three people at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, before police killed him? We're learning he had recently tried but failed to get a job at the school. He was a professor, we're told. Sophomore Victor Gattaca says he was afraid he was going to die during all of this.
It was dead quiet after, because people, you know, were trying to just stay safe, not make any noise. And until the loud banging came on, which is when my heart started racing. But then, thank God, it was police.
He talked to KTNV-TV in Las Vegas. Authorities in Russia say a schoolgirl there shot several of her classmates this morning, killing one person and wounding five others before killing herself. There's word this morning that Russian lawmakers have set a date for the next presidential election, March 17, 2024. Experts say Vladimir Putin is moving a step closer to a fifth term as president. The Israeli military hit Rafah in southern Gaza twice overnight, say residents. This is AP News. Now to Nevada and so-called fake electors. The AP's Ed Donahue.
A grand jury in Nevada indicted six Republicans who falsely certified that Donald Trump won the state in the 2020 presidential election. Nevada is the third state to file charges against so-called fake electors. The six were involved in either the state or Clark County GOP. One is State Party Chairman Michael McDonald. They signed certificates falsely stating Donald Trump won Nevada and sent them to Congress and the National Archives. They were ultimately ignored. The charges against them are felonies, with penalties of between 1 and 5 years if convicted. Party Chair McDonald remains a staunch ally of the former president. He was heard saying at a rally in Las Vegas, "You give us a fair election, I give you the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump." I'm Ed Donahue.
Gas is down to $3.20 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.